In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, when we are present at the celebration of the Holy Mass, then we do know and we believe what the Holy Church is teaching about the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. Here is setting present the will of salvation of Jesus Christ, his devotion to his heavenly Father, and by his suffering for us, he is paying the price for our salvation. And by this way, he does the penance for the sins of all of us human beings, opening us the door to heavenly home. And these are so deep thoughts, and our faith is so rich and so wonderful. But at the same time, we priests, we do make the experience. Yes, that all is true. But when personally standing on the altar and celebrating the Mass, we do usually not feel the voices of angels. We do not experience as being present in heaven, in front of the heavenly throne. What we are focused on is to be faithful in celebrating of the rites of the Holy Mass, as the Holy Mother Church has prescribed for us during all the centuries of her history. And it means, when personally saying the Holy Mass, we do say special words, we do several rites with the hands, movings, but Jesus is acting through the human priest, and he uses our hands, our voice, our lips for the act of reparation. So the people are attending the Holy Mass become a chance on to do the consent to the act of salvation. And so this is in some regards the bridge how graces are coming over to us. But we priests, we do nothing special. We do simply say faithfully the rite of the Holy Mass. And this is reminding me, this personal experience is reminding me on our Holy Virgin Mary. We had 2 days ago the wonderful feast of her Immaculate Conception. And there we do also see she was a simple girl in the province there. And she has from the youth tried to do God's will, and she has devoted her life to him. And as we understand, she has given the vow of virginity. And then thus happens something special. An angel has appeared to her and has revealed her the will of God, that she should become the mother of the promised Messiah, the mother of God, finally. And what has Mary then done? She has asked a question how it should work practically. And when she got the response that the Holy Spirit will come over her, then she has simply agreed. She said, "Fiat voluntas tua." It should happen according to thy will. It was a simple act. Mary has not moved mounds from one place to another one. She has not done miracles or attracting the attention of a big crowd of people. No, in her private room, she has said a simple yes. By this way, she has only done what she has done daily before this special day. She has devoted her heart to God, willing to do simply his will. being pious and faithful. And so this was again a simple act of devotion, of acceptance of God's will. But this act was forgot the way to start a change in the history of the world we cannot imagine. With the incarnation of the eternal Word of the Father and his sacrifice on the cross and his sufferings, the entire history of human beings has changed. And that was thank also to Mary, who has also enabled this by her simple consent to God's will. She has simply continued to be what she was all the time, faithful. And God has acted then through her, as he is today also acting. For instance, it's only one example, through the faithfulness of the traditional Catholic priest, who are not introducing news and changes, who do simply follow the Church's will and Church's prescriptions. And this is usually the way, the basic one, how God is changing the face of this world. And we are living today in a time, is in my eyes a very special one. I don't know what your impression is or your understanding of the situation. I think we live today very concretely in some regards in exceptional times. In exceptional time. It does repeat regularly in the history of human beings, but for us, what we have experienced, for instance, in the last 4 years, we have to change our opinion regard the world. The so-called good old times will never return again. We must be realists and understand we will be confronted with worse things in the next future. We know all those groups who control the media, who control the politicians, who have the money in their own hands, they do dictate clearly and clearly their will. And this is in some regards an act, conscious act against God. It's an anti-religion. They want to replace God by their own presumed wisdom and cleverness. And we know, they say it openly to us on different stages and into many cameras. They want to reduce the number of the population of the world, and they want to introduce a totalitarianism in our society, of controlling every private space of our life by electronical identities and so on and so on. And when we hear this, when we read this, when we do not close our ears and our eyes and do realistically analyze the situation, we must say the evil is increasing and increasing. And then we are not only shocked, but we are very worried. What should we do? How can we resist? What is our program, the schedule, how we should spiritually survive and then also eventually survive on this earth by our bodies too? And I come exactly to the same answer as we have seen in the example of the Holy Virgin Mary. Do nothing special, but first of all, be faithful. be faithful to the will of God you understand for your life, and do faithful, consciously all your duties, and serve God, and try to devote your life and the life of your family members to God. And here I remember the year 1917. There has happened October Revolution, the so-called one of the communist Bolsheviks in Russia in 1917. And in that time, we had the same, a small group of the political bureau in Moscow or in St. Petersburg have controlled the entire country and have established a system of totalitarianism and the total control of every sphere, deleting all freedom of speech and so on and so on. And how many victims they have created, this horrible communistical system. And what has Our Lady told in 1917? It seems to be not occasional that she appeared in Fatima in 1917. Her message was very simple. Become convert, do penance and pray. This was her answer on these essential changes in the history of Europe, at least. And we can say today, but okay, communism is over. In some regards, yes, the communist Bolshevik Soviet system has crashed in the end of the 80s and beginning of the 90s of last century. But nevertheless, what we do experience today, our political systems do remind us also in several regards on the communist totalitarianism. It's the same spirit. A small group is controlling all, destroying the freedom for the population. And we should not be despaired. We should not become depressed, losing all hope and perspective. Yes, it's very dark times. We seem to be confronted more and more. And we see what the EU and the WHO organization, some other groups and organizations and politics are telling us what should happen and what they do plan. But we should, as simple Catholics, we should resist first of all with our faithfulness. When we do our duties consciously and devote our lives to God, then we offer us Him as instruments for using us for spreading the blessing of God. And by this way, we do the basics and the essential ones. And then, of course, God can give talents, inspiration, that somebody goes farther, does more. Everyone according to his qualities were given him by birth and so on, and the inspiration of God. Then we should continue, but the first step must always be do become convert daily. Do devote your life to God and be faithful. These are the basics. As the Holy Virgin Mary was faithful and has devoted her life to God, as the priest is faithful in observing correctly the rite, prescribed rite of the Holy Mass, then God can use us for the other people, for spreading the truth and for effective resistance against the extreme evil seems to increase, and obviously it will demand many victims, blood and sufferings. Unfortunately, the human beings, we are so stupid that we start to reflect only when a disaster has happened, as we have often seen in the history of human beings. But this is also our hope. We are faithful. And then I have also the impression that we are become victims also how God will crush the present system of lies then too. We will be witnesses of a great miracle, how all the lies will be revealed as what they are. A lie, a big lie, have no substance for us. And then we remember also on the Holy Virgin once more with her apparition in Fatima. It will collapse. We will resist. We can resist the errors of the communism are still alive in present times. Also, only by our faithfulness, only by our becoming convert and devoting ourselves to God and saying prayers from the entire heart. And then we will praise God and venerate the more the Holy Virgin Mary, who will be crushing again and again in our human history the head of the devil, and her immaculate heart will triumph, because this is the world of light and of truth. The darkness, the evil, is always fighting against, but God will win, and also the immaculate heart of Mary will triumph, and we will also become witnesses of that. And that will be a very historical moment. But what is requested from us? Be faithful, become convert, and pray. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.